Good afternoon. I'm kind of wearing two hats here. I'm at the University of Florida and the College of Public Health and Health Professions and Health Services Research Program, going back, finishing up a PhD. But I'm also run a health research institute for public health informatics and research at the Duval County Health Department. We're an academic-based health department, and so highly unusual among health departments, but we conduct behavior research throughout the community. And so in working closely with the University of Florida, we've been able to do some pretty interesting projects. And one interest of mine was around perceived discrimination and experience with care. I have no relationships to disclose. My wife would be happy to hear that. And we know from what Stephen said earlier, we know that racial and ethnic disparities exist in healthcare. These were just a few citations that we were including in our paper. The Commonwealth survey showing that minorities are less satisfied with quality of care services. The community tracking survey said that Hispanics and African Americans are less satisfied with physician style. That is, their bedside manner and spending time with them, how they address them. But we also know that with the CAHPS survey, that's the National Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems, we see that racial minorities and ethnic minorities are having worse reports of care in commercial and in Medicaid managed data. So then we begin to ask the question, and please forgive me for running through these slides so quickly, what is the relationship between patient experiences with discrimination, and how does that impact their experience with care? When we go through the literature, we looked at, I think it was about six or seven domains, but Dr. Maldonado told me, Thomas, that's too long, so we'll limit it to quality of care, where we know that some patients believe in this study, Blanche and Allure, that they may have received different care had they been of a different race. There have been a number of studies reporting racial discrimination associated with the type of care you get. And third one, the A1C levels were higher for blacks and other patients, more symptoms, poor physical conditioning when there were self-reports of racial discrimination. When we look at utilization and adherence to prescribed care, there are negative experiences resulting from perceived discrimination influenced how minorities utilize care. We know that at the UF, Amy Daly doing mammography studies found that African Americans who had reports of perceived discrimination were less likely to adhere to their prescription for mammograms and follow-ups of care. And so then when we get into the healthcare experience, what was in the literature about the racial discrimination or perceived discrimination in the healthcare experience. We couldn't find a lot of data there, but in one study by Buchknight, when looking at the Medicaid insurance population, blacks and whites who experienced discrimination were less likely to be satisfied with their overall care. The California Health Interview Survey revealed that with a unit increase in dissatisfaction scale was associated with roughly a 30% increased odds of having experienced discrimination. So we decided to approach this in looking at utilizing the CAHPS data. Dr. Maldonado has worked extensively with ARC in developing the CAHPS survey and additional components and questions to the survey. So we had a data set of Florida Medicaid beneficiaries for 07, running from December to 2007. And then we also developed an additional set of questions around discrimination and experiences with discrimination. In surveying, we had roughly a 40% response rate of 1,877 telephone call surveys. Our respondents were basically, this display is for health plans. We had 384 fee-for-services, you know, primary care, case management, roughly around the same numbers, and then three different provider-sponsored organizations. And in the CAHPS reports and the ratings of care, we have the reports to capture their experience, and this is their personal experience from their perspective, the consumer perspective of what happened or what did not happen when they went for care. Again, the responses to those questions are personal responses, and the ratings are personal evaluations of their experience. The reportings and the ratings were converted to a scale from 0 to 100 to standardize the data so it would be a little easier to do the analysis. And so the reports of care were composites of questions for these four categories: the timeliness of care, getting needed care, communication with the providers, and then the health plan service, the customer service with the health plan. And then the ratings of care, we asked them to rate four areas, and that was their ratings of their own personal doctor and their experience with their personal doctors, with specialty doctors, rating their overall health care, but also rating their the health plan. Just a sample of some of the questions for the reports of care, timeliness of care. In the last, we asked them to recall the last 6 months and describe their experience. In the last 6 months, when you needed care right away, how often did you get care as soon as you thought you needed it? In the last 6 months, not counting the times you needed care right away, how often did you get an appointment for your health care at a doctor's office or clinic as soon as you thought you needed it? Those two were the composites for timeliness of care. And, you know, and like questions for getting needed care, how often was it easy to get an appointment with a specialist? How often was it easy to get the care, test, or treatment you thought you needed from your health plan? And so on. Our discrimination measure, again, was just asking them generally, how were you treated? How often have you been treated unfairly at the doctor's office? Did you believe that it was because of your race or ethnicity? And originally, this scale was a 0 to 3 response scale, 4-point scale, but it was collapsed because of the way the data was distributed across the four items. The analysis was done with SAS. That was a little bit of a battle because I started using Stata and I was, you know, really feeling it and wanting to use it, but they were pushing us for SAS. And we ran an ANOVA comparing differences across the categories of discrimination. And we used the Tukey procedure because of some of the differences of the paragroups, because we were also a little concerned too about, and I'll mention this briefly again, because of the health plans and some clustering within health plans. When we did, we also did an ordinary least squared regression to look at the effect of the patient's perceptions of discrimination on the ratings and the reports of care. And because of some issues around health scedasticity, because of unequal variances with the different health plans, we did a Huber-White correction. In our data, when looking at the means, we saw that across all categories there were significant differences against, primarily comparing against never, between the sometimes and the usually and always experiencing discrimination. What we found a little more interesting was when we did the reports of care and the regression results, was somewhat a phenomenon occurring between the sometimes and the usually and always experiencing perceived discrimination. And that we were kind of expecting the usually and always to have stronger reports of discrimination, and but what we were having were the sometimes. Okay, sometimes who were reporting stronger issues with discrimination. If you look at the coefficients here in terms of getting needed care versus the negative 0.5. As discrimination increased, getting the needed care decreased. Same timeliness. The reports of care in terms of provider communication, we're having the same experiences. When we looked at the ratings of care, again, not as much of strongly a difference between them, but you can still see it with the specialist rating that they usually always had a lower rating in terms of experiences of discrimination. The health plan, and then also their overall health care, again, similar results. Our kind of conclusions and lessons learned that, you know, the perceptions of discrimination based on race and ethnicity are associated with lower ratings of care and lower reports of care using the CAHPS data. And then this usually sometimes phenomena, we were trying to understand why it was occurring, and what we thought perhaps Kriegler, in a report, she did the CARDIA study, and she found that among the higher educated, let me go the other direction, among those with lower education and with low income, they tended to report less often those experiences with discrimination and their satisfaction with the care. And so then, you know, we're trying to understand why, and then we're guessing that perhaps it might be that sometimes those who are more vulnerable to discrimination then may become more accepting of the occurrence of the discrimination and less likely to speak out and say something about it, whereas those who might be don't experience as often and believe that it should not happen to them may be more likely to speak up and say something about it or to act out against it. Medicaid and health plans, in order to address these issues, we felt should put more effort into questions in terms of the CAHPS and to address barriers of care, to look at the enrollments of their patient population. And that is also, though, including more following up with them around quality issues and implementing quality programs to make certain that these populations access care, because we do know that with some studies that if they are perceiving discrimination, if they are not welcomed or feeling that they can come in, then they won't adhere to their prescriptive care. And then there was also that the study also makes some suggestions about the issues around cultural competency and how do we address cultural competency within our medical providers and getting them trained and making them more sensitive to the issues around culture and language. This project was funded in part by the Agency for Healthcare Administration. Thank you.